We're concerned about saying anything definitively. You know, pictures get manipulated, pictures get dropped into accounts, and so we've asked an internet security firm and a law firm to take a hard look at this and try to come up with a conclusion about what happened and how we make sure it doesn't happen again.
Is there a picture out there of you in your drawers that you are worried about, that you can't definitively say that it's not you?
You know, we're here, we've been sitting down for a brief moment, you're already asking if there are pictures of me in my drawers. I mean, look,
you invited us here.
Well, in fairness, you asked to interview me, and I'm doing the interview.
You invited all of the networks here to, I assume, clear up what was a very vague and evasive and combative meeting with reporters yesterday.
In fairness, I answered questions about this on Saturday. I answered questions about this on Sunday. I answered questions about this on Monday. And on Tuesday, when we were trying to figure out whether to put the full faith and credit of the United States government in jeopardy by a phony debt limit vote, I was pretty contentious with reporters who wanted to talk about an internet prank. And one of the things that I think we're trying to get to the bottom of is exactly what happened. We've asked a firm to come in and take a look at that. We're going to listen to what their advice is, whether any authorities should be brought in, how we make sure our accounts are secure. But I want to tell you that, you know, photographs can be doctored, can be manipulated, can be put in one account and another account.
So it's possible.
And we're trying to. What I will say is this, is that I know for a fact that my account was hacked.
The account was hacked.
Well, someone tweeted something saying they were me that wasn't me. You can choose whatever word you like, but I call hacked or pranked or whatever you want to call it.
Do you know who did this, or do you have suspicions of who did this?
I'm not an expert at this stuff. I can tell you this, that we have asked some professionals who do this for a living for big companies to come in and take a look at the situation. This wasn't on a government account. It wasn't a particularly, wasn't a particularly dangerous thing.
Why not call the authorities? Why not, as of today, U.S. Capitol Police said there's been no call for an investigation.
I wasn't in the Capitol.
You're a sitting member of Congress.
That doesn't mean that everything that happens to a sitting member of Congress becomes a federal offense.
DOJ computer crimes prosecutor, and he said that it would take one call to the FBI, and they would subpoena Twitter, and within 5 minutes, you could probably get the IP address that this happened.
Well, hold on a second. So you think that when someone posts on your page, let's say your page.
I'm not a member of Congress.
Let's say I'm just a citizen. I'm a citizen too.
You're at Rep. Wiener.
This is my personal account. I was tweeting about hockey at the time when this all happened. I don't think this is a federal case. I don't think that this is the second rising of Bin Laden via an internet Twitter hoax. What this is someone making mischief, and this is, I believe, time for us to kind of focus on that again.
You definitively didn't send it, but you can't definitively say whether it's you or not.
I can definitively say that I did not send this. I can definitively say it looks a lot like a prank and a joke about my name. I can say with certitude that I have hired someone who is going to come in, deconstruct this as best they can to make sure this doesn't happen again. And I can also say, like hundreds of thousands, unfortunately, of Americans who wake up one morning and find out that their account was compromised or that someone had sent out something under their name that they didn't send, I roll up my sleeves, I try to dust it off, and I try to figure out how we make sure that that doesn't happen again.
Asked about the list of women he was following on Twitter before Saturday and as reported by other media outlets, direct messages he allegedly sent to some of them, Representative Wiener claimed most messages he sends are form responses thanking the people for following him. The newest member of Congress was sworn in today. Democrat Kathy Hochul won last week's special election in New York's 26th district.